Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And welcome to the Red Men TV. It is daily news time once again, and as ever, we are backed by Unibet. We've got loads and loads of transfer stories for you today. And if that's not enough, you want breaking news for all today, do click the link in the description, pin comment, go to the Unibet blog, breaking news all of the time. Thank you to Unibet for their support. So, title of the video is all about Phil Coutinho, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
And listen, we're on a translated website, so it'd be rude not to just talk a little bit about it.
Go on.
Liverpool, attentive to the situation of Coutinho.
I like how romantic all of the text is. You know, when you're reading it, and you're just like, oh, flows. I mean, obviously flows terribly, but the words they use, coming from Spanish.
The club told its agents that it is not for sale. Ooh. I mean, come on, it? I mean, him, he. But the player wants to leave him before the PSG would prefer to return to England, whatever that means.
Is that true?
The club red will go for the Brazilian if it is put to shot, ooh, but without paying what the club paid for him in January 2018. I've no idea what they're trying to say. I think what they're saying is the club are saying he's not for sale.
Mm-hmm. His agents are saying he's not for sale.
His agent said he's not for sale.
He's not for sale.
And Liverpool are saying nothing.
Mundo Deportivo was saying loads about
Liverpool. Well, Deportivo have essentially found out all these things. Like, well, they're not selling him. He's not for sale. And they've gone, Liverpool want to buy him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, he is going to be used as a bargaining chip, maybe, for Neymar and PSG. Where does that come in with Liverpool? They've literally gone, what is going to get us clicks? Coutinho going to England, could he go to United? Oh, Liverpool, you know what I mean? It's literally loads and loads of bollocks.
So it is, basically. So, let's see, right. However, in case of having to leave Barcelona, Coutinho's priority would be to play again in the Premier League. Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay.
If he's going to leave Barcelona, which they're saying he's not, his priority is to play in the Premier League. Discarded Man United, they have been discarded, yeah, because it will not play in the Champions League, mm-hmm, and Chelsea because they cannot sign for the FIFA sanction. Coutinho could be opened another door in England, the Liverpool. So what they're now saying is Coutinho may, if he's allowed to leave, which he's not, want to go back to the Premier League. And if he wants to go to the Premier League, it can't be United because they're not in the Champions League. It can't be Chelsea. So it must be Liverpool.
Well, it says Coutinho's priority will be to play again in the Premier League. Has he said this?
I don't know.
Who knows?
But even if he can't go to Manchester United, because he can't, because he's disregarded, and he can't go to Chelsea, why must he be back to Liverpool?
Yeah, why can't he go to Wolves?
Tottenham.
Yeah, there you go, Spurs.
Arsenal.
Yeah, Spurs would be a good option
City.
For them, yeah.
There's loads of other clubs.
Oh, but
there's,
Liverpool.
There are clubs with Champions League.
There is literally no mention of any of them as well.
No, it's just us.
Yeah.
It's just us. Do you think Coutinho's going to come back to Liverpool?
No.
Okay, Shaz.
Do you want him to?
I wouldn't mind him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'd be a good player. He's a good player.
He's a good player.
But, no.
Can't see this one happening. If we were going to go with rumour rater, what noise would this one? Okay.
Even worse than that. Yeah, yeah.
Divock Origi signs a Liverpool contract to complete turnaround. We knew this. We broke this last night. Well, we didn't break it. We reported on this last night. Mm-hmm. Apologies to the actual journalists who did break the news. Liverpool, in this instance, with the European Cup. Fantastic stuff. What we've since learned is that it's a long-term contract.
Brilliant.
That's all. And that there is no, minimum fee release clause.
Does that worry you? Because, obviously, if someone comes in, his head gets turned. I mean, I'm guessing they've negotiated for that and they've gone, look, my client wants to leave at some point, blah, blah, blah. Maybe at some point, I don't want you blocking that deal with, a 300 million release clause because he's been winning us loads of games.
Does it worry me?
Yeah.
No, because there is no minimum fee release cost, so we can say no to every bid.
Oh, that's true, actually. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So they could bid 100 million and we could go no.
Okay.
Whereas yeah, I would have imagined from Divock's point of view, his agent might have tried to get a low minimum fee release clause in there, like 20 million or something.
Yeah.
And at that point, that would worry me.
Yeah.
So I think it's really good business by Liverpool, first of all, to sign him down to a long term contract. Secondly, not to have that in there. But ultimately, Tom, he's a hero. I mean, Paul Joyce tweeted it. Surprised there's no statue as part of the contract because the lad deserves one.
Yeah, and look, if he keeps producing moments like that, and it's not even last season. We spoke about it so many times throughout last season when you had to defend him from people, and you go, he got us to a Europa League final, and if not for a callous challenge by an Everton player who shall not be named purely because I can't remember his name,
Funes
Mori. You know what I mean? He would have maybe been the difference maker in there. He was fantastic through there, had some disappointing loan spells and blah blah blah. Came back and has been the difference maker. And you're right, sometimes like he's gonna go down in Liverpool folklore as we won this Champions League final. Think about the players who helped us get there. Same with Gino Wijnaldum as well.
Absolutely, two goals each in the semi-final against Barcelona. Says to me they deserve new contracts. David Anderson's just tweeted this morning at Mirror Anderson on Twitter. He's football and boxing, a good friend of mine actually. Jurgen Klopp is disappointed Steven Gerrard, we shouldn't be disappointing Gerrard, and Marcelo Bielsa by blocking another loan move for winger Ryan Kent. Kent will feature against Tranmere tonight and Bradford on Sunday, as well as going on the club's US tour. I bet Kent's made up with this, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously did a newsroom show then with Jeff Gordon, which was fantastic, when you spoke about Ryan Kent and his disappointment at not going on the US tour a few seasons ago, and now he's getting to go there. He's proven his worth now to Jurgen Klopp, and he's gone, look, I deserve a chance here, and I'm really excited. Actually, we're all going to Tranmere later, and we'll be doing content from around then. I'm really excited to see what he's going to produce, because look, this is the stage. You've done it at Rangers. You've shown that you can be an impact player. He was one of their best players of the season.
Player of the year, wasn't he?
And then you're coming to Liverpool to make a statement, to go, I can be your cover. You don't need to go out and sign anyone, Jurgen. I'm the guy that you bring on with 20 minutes to go to change a game.
Do you really think he is that guy?
Don't know yet, and that's what this is what the pre-season tour is all about. I remember watching him a few seasons ago for the German tour, and obviously we were over there covering it, and some of the skills he was producing and the willingness to run at players and beat a man and get a ball in a box. Obviously he wasn't the finished article, but the way that he just had the confidence to do that, and then I was surprised to see him go out, to be honest with you, but obviously it's paid massive dividends. This is his chance to prove to me, just as much to prove to all the coaching staff and Jurgen Klopp, that he could be the guy.
Well, I hope he really takes that opportunity to prove to Tom that he deserves to play for Liverpool.
I am the guy that needs to be told.
Sad. Okay, we'll move on. A quick one on an exciting 18-year-old starlet set to make first team bow against Tranmere. I'll be honest, it's Yasser Lerouki. I don't know how to say it. I've never heard of him, but he was a crucial part of the Reds under-18s team, won the FA Youth Cup. I'm sure Ben Kelly knows all about him. Mm. He is expected to feature tonight against Tranmere. I love seeing the young players. I think you do as well, certainly in these games. So it'll be exciting to see him. Apparently he was a converted winger. Right. So he was a left winger first and foremost, but his defending apparently really came on last season. Now when you look at the squad and you look at the available options for who is going to be a backup left back and a backup right back, we haven't got those forward thinking backups. So this could be a nice one for the future.
Yeah, and he's probably going to get quite a few minutes, you'd think. Obviously, in these pre-season games, they do half and half, don't they? And then they just bring out a completely different side. So it is going to be interesting. Obviously, there's a load of different players here who were fantastic last season in the unders. And again, I was saying I'm really excited, I'm sure you are as well, just to see just glimpses of them. Maybe you won't see them again like the Ryan Kents and stuff, but just going, oh, this guy, and then you go, oh, I remember seeing him against
Tranmere. Forget about him for a year and then see him next pre-season and see how they've developed and come on, yeah. Sadio Mane's Tuesday African Cup of Nations semi-final. He set up a goal for Idrissa Gana Gueye as they progressed. It was a lovely assist, wasn't it?
I think he's been, he's got the most goal involvement to the tournament. Someone was basically saying on Twitter, apologies, I can't remember who it was, but maybe he should be further for the Ballon d'Or. you know what I mean, for being so influential in so many different competitions this season. Obviously, we're talking about Messi and Virgil van Dijk. This guy's been massive for Liverpool and now for the...
Joint top scorer in the Premier League as well. Potentially, you know, semi-finalist in African Cup of Nations.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you might be right there. I know Steele, yesterday we were talking about it, and he thinks he's one of Liverpool's top five signings ever.
Wow. It's hard to disagree. I mean, it's not because we've had so many fantastic players, but he's been massive. You think about last season, and I love this thing where he scored the first goal so many times, and sometimes they were just 1-0 wins. But last season, he was so... I think there was a spell between, like... October and to January or so, a few months spell where he was just scoring the first goal, massive goals, and you talk about scoring loads of goals, but to actually get your team off the mark and then the team has to come out, and that's a massive factor of why we can then push on and dominate teams the way we do.
Absolutely, and the worry I suppose is he probably won't be finished until the 19th of July, which is when we're obviously already in America, so he's obviously, we knew he wasn't going to go there anyway, but you know, as far as he progresses in this competition, he's already pretty much guaranteed, well, he's guaranteed a place in the third and fourth place playoffs, isn't he? At worst, this means that he's going to be coming back late for Liverpool's Premier League season, which is a concern, but he won't have lost match fitness.
Well, in your opinion, what would be better? He comes back and trains for us, or he comes back having won the AFCON? What do you think in terms of his confidence?
He comes back having won the AFCON. I'm sure Alisson's not going to concede a goal next season.
You know what I mean?
And three golden gloves and all that. So, yeah, good point, well presented. Liverpool fans have told Manchester United by flying European Champions banner over Red Devils training session. Got a lovely little picture of it here. And it says, Liverpool FC, six times European champions.
Not sure how I feel.
I don't like this stuff.
I don't like it. It's quite
honest
fun.
With you. Yeah,
it's cringe.
it's just one-upmanship.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just like when Liverpool lose a game, are we going to see a banner again over Anfield? And it's just, I think it's just a bit shit.
Well, there was a big spate over when Rodgers was in, wasn't he? And it was all that, and I don't like it. But like, I mean,
it's factually correct.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that it's factually correct.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've only got half as many. They probably knew that. The thing is, right, with stuff like this, and probably why I don't like it, is that is going to be used as ammunition to fire up Manchester United
all
season long.
Yeah.
These are laughing at you. So, yeah, whatever.
I mean, we are, but...
Yeah, we are, of course. Yeah, well, you know, we've been doing that for years. Liverpool ball boy 14 have assisted Trent Alexander-Arnold's corner versus Barcelona, scores his first goal for the under-18s, Oakley Cannonier. What a name that is.
It is a great name. I mean, the thing that stands out for me is that all the youth players are the ball boys. I really like that. It's sort of like pseudo, you've got to shine the boots. It's you're sitting on the sidelines, you get to be sort of involved around the team, even though you are just a ball boy, but you're seeing these big knights and like aspiring to
Trent
be these players.
Trent was one a few years ago.
That's what I mean.
Not that long ago.
There's that image of him on the side, isn't there? And I didn't realise until I saw it, and I was like, wow, and just the kick that must give you in terms of going, be there.
I want this more than anything. Yeah, so good for him. Couple of little ones, very, very quickly, before we get into the comments. I want to do a little bit of, in the comments. Everton are interested in £59 million rated Lille forward Nicolas Pepe. No mention of Liverpool in this one, other than we were thought to be interested. But Everton do seem to have a very strong interest in him. Thought to keep you up to date on that. And Bruno Fernandes, the rumours last week that we spoke about, actually, where that his agent was in England. Now, it looks like his agent was in England to talk to Manchester City about a potential partnership between the two clubs, not over him talking to Manchester United about Bruno Fernandes, not over Manchester City talking about Bruno Fernandes. So it looks like at the moment nobody's really in for Bruno Fernandes, which is quite interesting.
It is, yeah, considering how much he's been talked about.
Exactly, recently. It's mad, isn't it? I think Man United thought they were really close. Let's get into some of the comments then. Pommy Bastard, article on The Echo. Now, what are they talking about, Si, do you know?
No, I'm not sure.
If you could just let me know what article you're talking about on The Echo, if it's breaking news, I want to know. Have you got anything lined up for me, Si?
Yes, I have. So, on Coutinho, Daniel Washer says, you'd be stupid not to want him back. He's world-class and proved himself at Anfield before. We need to put our hate aside because he could be the missing piece of an almost complete puzzle.
I think he's a great player. I really do. I just don't know whether you spend £100 million on him myself.
I mean, he'd be great left wing cover. I don't want to see him in that midfield at all. Just purely the defensive side of things we saw before he left. He didn't care about tracking back. at all, and in terms of that system, and we can see quite a few goals from that. But when he's on that left hand side, you give him free rein to attack people. Obviously, you've still got to defend. Sadio Mane is brilliant at that. He's top quality. He is top quality. I just remember us playing through him constantly, and then when we changed into a team, we just dominated people.
And that's it. I think if you are thinking about bringing Phil Coutinho back in, he'll know that he's not the main man anymore like he was. You know, he'll know that he's almost a fourth, fifth, sixth name on that team sheet if he was to come back in.
Maybe that would work.
Okay, Finn Bailey says, hey, Chris, you thought about doing the Stats and Tactics show, analysing how Klopp's tactics have evolved since he started at Liverpool. I have many times. It's just getting around to it. I promise you that I will try and do that this season for you, Finn. How's that? Love doing those stats and tactics, especially if I can look back over a few seasons. I reckon that'd be good. Seth McLaughlin. I'd happily take Coutinho back as long as he definitely wanted to come back. Interesting. Of all the players playing tonight, who's most likely to throw the house out of the window?
What does that mean?
It was from yesterday's news show. It was one of those translated articles. Liverpool should think about throwing the house out of the window.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
We're not sure. I don't know if you can throw the house out of the window, but I think it was supposed to. It essentially was supposed to say, "Do everything, push the boat out."
Okay,
push the boat out to sign someone is what it was meant to say.
Well, I don't even know who's going to start today. I don't know who's going to start in two halves, and that's what I'm really interested to see. Obviously, we always see these broken up teams, and it is just about getting fitness really for a lot of these players because they have been away. I mean, a lot of the players, you look at James Milner, Joe Gomez and Lallana getting to the end of that lactate test the other day, they have got quite a bit of fitness with them. It's just about getting your touch. Look, this game tonight, not going to be great.
No.
I already know it's not going to be great.
But we see the European Cup.
Oh, well, I mean...
They did it after 2005. Was it Wigan? We played in a pre-season friendly back then and they brought it out in the first pre-season then, which is why there's seven of us going down.
That would be nice. I would really enjoy that.
I really, really hope that's it. Andrew Flynn says, dead excited to see Brewster. Absolutely retweet. Yeah. Retweet that for days. Somebody else there actually said, brace the devil, no to Coutinho. So good to showcase both sides of it. He clearly doesn't want Phil Coutinho back. I think it's easy to gloss over the fact that he was a bit of a dick at the end, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But he did play well, even after, you know, his sore back and the plane and all that type of stuff. He applied himself for those next 6 months until he got his move, or 4 months until he got his move, and he did play very, very well.
In my opinion, he helped us get to the Champions League. He was a massive part of that front three that scored loads and loads and loads of goals. You look at some of the movement and all that, but that was him playing on the left wing, and that's what I mean. Is I think we've moved on from there, and in terms of an attacking midfielder, Jordan Henderson does it in a way that's fantastic in terms of he'll have no problem not getting into the box, not getting into a shooting opportunity because he knows he's creating that for other players. He's brilliant at that. Same with Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Super Scouser, what was that thing Divock signed the contract next to? Our sixth European Cup.
Oh, like...
Yeah, six. Definitely. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. What a better way than just reminiscing about Liverpool's sixth European Cup to end the show. Thank you very much for subscribing to the new Red Men News. We'll be here daily with all of that. Thank you to Unibet, our sponsor. Thank you to you, most importantly. If you're here for the first time, subscribe to Red Men News. You'll get updates. Click that little notification bell as well. We go live 12:30 every single day. Thanks very much for watching. Tom, thanks for joining me. And Si and Ben behind the camera. Thank you, you two, as well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.